Senior Story, A Brave Victory. Chapter 9, Fixing the Weak Parts. After the two-week break from bars, Ari had made great progress on her first day back. Her new furry grizzly bear that she named Brave had done his job well. He reminded her that she could be a beast and attack the threats of fear as they tried to destroy her dreams of becoming a level 7. But it wasn't easy. And as she began to tell her dad how well she had done during practice, fear returned to remind her how awful she looked when she saw herself on the iPad recording. Dad was quick to intervene. Ari, if my car won't start tomorrow, should I call it worthless and tow it to the junkyard? No, you should try to fix it, she stated. That's right. I look for the part that failed to do its job and then replace it. People are like cars, Ari. They have lots of parts, and those parts fail at times and need fixing. But people are far more valuable than cars. Never let yourself think you are worthless just because a few of those parts fail sometimes. Your fear of failing is just a sign that you have a weak part. You need courage to replace it. Once you begin memorizing God's truth, His power will grow in you so you can recognize and attack your fear and be stronger. Your little grizzly helps you remember the truth. You are strong and courageous because God is with you. You can act bravely. On March 15th, the Cape Cod gymnastics team was warming up at the last meet of the season. Ari had not yet done a flyaway on her own, but Miss Terry had barely touched her this past week. They had agreed that she would stand ready to spot, but would not touch Ari unless needed. "Where's Miss Terry?" Nora asked. "She got sick last night," said Miss Jenna. "She's really bummed she can't be here." Instantly, Ari felt the sting of fear as if a sword had just entered her heart. "Oh, Ari," Miss Jenna said, reaching into her bag. "Here, Terry sent this to my email for you." Ari opened the note. "Dear Ari, I want so much to be there, but I'm terribly sick. You've worked hard to overcome your fear of failure. Don't quit now. If I were standing right next to you now, this is what I would say. Do it. Don't be afraid. You are not alone. God is with you. His hands are far stronger than mine. You can do it." Ari hugged Brave and prayed quietly. "I need you, Heavenly Father. I feel alone and afraid."